do something a little bit different. And this was part of the thing. Luke Pallett is a big Rush fan, and so am I, and both of us attended our first live music concerts of any significance by seeing Rush, obviously many different years. I think it was about 1975 when I saw them, upstate New York. And we're going to be hearing in this next set their epic Cygnus X1 from their album A Farewell to Kings. And in this story, it's a little bit like 2001 A Space Odyssey. There's this guy who has a spaceship, and he decides to go over to the system of Cygnus X1, and there's a black hole, and he goes in and kind of comes out on the other side. And that led to their follow-on album, Hemispheres. But we're going to be hearing this song, Cygnus X1, which is notable for Neil Peart, the drummer's incredible drum playing. They're all incredible caliber musicians in Rush. But also, this has a very weird time signature. Not the normal, like, 4-4 kind of stuff. Instead, there's a lot of, like, so get ready for that. And then I'm going to play a song that I composed in 2020 on a guitar I haven't played since then. Line 6 Variac 700, which models all sorts of other guitars, like acoustic guitars and different kinds of electric guitars. Like, it's got Les Pauls and Strats and Telecasters in there. And in 2021, during COVID, I ended up developing these stereo guitars, which is what I've been playing since then. But when I was listening to this show and previewing it before you, figuring out, there's a monophonic recording in there, but the idea of using multiple fingers and having the bass line and everything, well, that's what's going on with that. And then we're going to hear a public service message that I mashed up. And we're going to conclude this set with a very apt song, given that Chicago street riots at the convention in 1968, with a song from the Rolling Stones on their 1968 Beggar's Banquet album. And all that's going to start for you right here, right now, on WMFO in Medford. Yes, it's the Tears of the Gods sound collage with Cygnus X1. Thank you.
telescopic eye, infinity, the star that would not die.
could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
You're listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. We are time traveling in this sound collage. Back to 1968 and 2020. As well as other years through the incredible power and even magic of our technology. We began that set with an epic song from the power trio Rush, Cygnus X1, from their Farewell to Kings album. It's about a Rush fan who has a spaceship and he decides to go to the black hole of Cygnus X1. And kind of like in 2001, Stanley Kubrick's A Space Odyssey, he goes through and he comes out somewhere else. Getting transported through a wormhole or something like that. And that became the topic for their next album, Hemispheres. And then we heard a composition that I composed and played for you. My Line 6 Variax 700 guitar. I call it Creeping Out from the Shadows. It's an open C major with a slide. And then we heard a public service message from both the Mormons and the Mennonites. And we concluded with a song describing a lot of what happened in the streets in 1968 in Chicago and other places in the United States. In fact, all over the world, there were the French students who protested in France, and then Czechoslovakia, the failed revolution that was violently suppressed by the Soviets. Shout outs to my nephews Dylan and Ryan, and my brother Philip, who's listening to this sonic montage, as well as Chuck, you, and Diane. And it was so nice to have Chris Earle on the air here with me. And next week, I'm going to be back joining him as he fills in an hour earlier. So, yeah, if you want to tune in at 5 p.m., maybe even 4 p.m. He's coming on at 5 p.m. I'll be here at 7 p.m. for sure, and maybe a little earlier. We'll see how that goes. So we've got another set for you, and we're going to be time traveling back again to that incredible year of 1968 through the magic of long playing vinyl records and the WMFO Studio A CDJ players and the magic of our archives, taking us back to 2020 and Luke Pallett live, twisting and bending. Those human words. So, yes, our concluding set here is going to be based on a reversed sonic treatment of Wendy Carlos's summer sonic seasoning. And then we're going to hear from Rush again with YYZ, which is actually the abbreviation for the Toronto Airport. But also, some Steppenwolf, another song from that Russian band that's the largest prime number, and something from Simon and Garfunkel. And it begins for you right now. Yes, with Sonically Reversed Summer on WMFO. In Medford, Tufts, Freeform, Experimental.
Kind of educational program with reference to Vietnam and other national problems.
No longer conducting a kind of children's crusade to get them away from demonstrations and protests. Keep them busy until they accept the establishment in middle age. Back on as your candidate, you as my support.
Francis Kennedy. He had taken a look at the results in New Hampshire. He had seen the hold that Eugene McCarthy had on the young people of the nation, and he could wait no longer.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
I do not run for the presidency merely to propose any man, but to propose new policy.
Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today
afraid of what he was to us. What he wished for others will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, to those he touched, and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream of things that never were and say, why not?
Can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed. Whenever any American's life is taken by another American unnecessarily, whenever we tear at the fabric of our lives, which another man has painfully and clumsily woven for himself, then the whole nation is degraded. Among free men, said Abraham Lincoln, there can be no successful appeal from the ballot to the bullet. And those who take such appeal are sure to lose their case and pay the cost.
dancing with the wind and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a love embrace. Buy all of your guns at once and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born gonna be wild. We can climb.
Немецкие танцы, испанские танцы, грузинские танцы, украинские танцы, счастливые танцы, белорусские танцы, иностранные танцы, русские танцы, обычные. Thank you.
International Party. Yippies, they called themselves, converged on Chicago. They said they were there to protest the war, poverty, racism, and other social ills. Some of them were also determined to provoke a confrontation, to draw attention from the convention to the streets. Mayor Richard Daley vowed to keep it peaceful, even if it took force to keep the peace. He was backed by 12,000 police, 5,000 National Guardsmen, 7,500 regular army troops. Restraint was absent on both sides. This was later called a police riot. During that frightful week, the demonstrators repeatedly tried to march on the site of the convention, the stockyards. Repeatedly, they were forced back. But even inside the convention hall, a virus of violence was pervasive. Dan Rather and Walter Cronkite of CBS News.
Take your hands off of me.
Dan Rather.
Unless you intend to arrest me, don't push me, please.
Even inside the convention hall.
X-ray Delta 1, this is Mission Control. 2049er, transmission concluded.
Welcome to voice print identification. When you see the red light go on, would you please state in the following order: your destination, your nationality, and your full name. Surname first, Christian name, and initial.
Everyone prepared for the Tet Lunar New Year. For the people of Vietnam, Tet is called a joyous and sacred time of the year. This was to be the first spring of the Second Republic of Vietnam. The Tet Truce, proposed by the communist North Vietnamese, seemed to promise the people a safe holiday, free from the ever-present anxiety of war. At the temples, the people gathered to pay respect to their ancestors. On the eve of the new year, thousands of Saigon families prayed before the altars of their ancestors. They prayed that peace might be restored to their homeland. This year, however, the traditional firecrackers of the Tet celebration became the fireworks of war. The Viet Cong, taking advantage of the noisy celebration, launched a savage attack on Saigon, violating the truce they themselves had proposed. Areas of the city became a blazing inferno. Columns of smoke rose skywards as block after block in the capital city burned with the fires of Viet Cong treachery. As the frightened people fled, many fell victim to the enemy gunfire. Government soldiers
soldiers reacted quickly to counter the communist offensive and to protect civilian life and property.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right! It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows and documentaries and political speeches, as we have been doing extensively this evening with our double time travel and trip back to 1968, back to 2020, and so many other years with Rush and that Russian band whose name I can't pronounce, but the largest prime number. Thanks to Chuck Yu for lending me that incredible year 1968 vinyl album. Thanks to Luke Palit for being a guest DJ and showing me how to operate functions of the CDJs I didn't know about before. Thanks to Chris Earle for coming in his commentary. Thanks to Dylan and Ryan and Philip Buchert for listening. And thanks to you, wherever you are, listening as you are now, live or perhaps through the magic of technology on a podcast at some future date. I expect to be back again next week and an hour early with Chris Earle. So starting at least 7.